spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. We are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. It's no stopping us now. That's right. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. This is your host, Michael, and welcome back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. You know, this show is worldwide now. And right now I want to address something to the folks in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley. Let's say 100-mile radius of Philadelphia. They lost an icon last week, a real icon. His name was Jerry Blabbitt. 3 days ago, he died. And he was 82 years old. He was a big name in the Philadelphia area, Atlantic City area, all over Delaware Valley. And he was a disc jockey. He was a personality. He was on television and radio. And everybody knew him. He introduced, believe it or not, he was the one who introduced Dionne Warwick to the United States. He introduced Isley Brothers. He introduced the Four Seasons. So if this young man, when many years ago, back in the early 60s, he's the one who brought you Dionne Warwick. He's the one who brought you Isley Brothers. He was the one that brought you Four Seasons. He passed away 3 days ago. I want to say to his family and friends, our condolences. And David?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was Jerry Blabbitt. He passed away. Let's talk about what you have to say, David.
Do your trivia now, Dave?
Well, yeah, I could do my trivia. And then we'll I'll bring in some info, because we have we've lost quite a few big names in the show business over the last few weeks even. So, Mr. Chris Shaw, birthday boy, are you there with my trivia question or my trivia song?
Oh, I was ready. I'm like, the trivia question. You got me with the trivia question, but I got the song.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here comes the question. I want to know, what group did this song? What group recorded this song?
Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in.
She was making for the trades on the outside, and the downhill run to Papeete, off the wind on this heading like the Marquesas. You got 80 feet of a waterline, nicely making way in a noisy bar in Avalon.
So the question is 407-894-1680. You're up, David.
Yeah, so the question is, who, in other words, what group did this song? Now, they were they were truly icons in the classic rock period of the 60s, had a number of hits in the 70s, and this song was their last hit. And one of the members of this band just passed away in the last couple days. So I have a feeling that somebody will know who this person is. And incidentally, the person who passed away on this song is, you do not hear his voice in this on that tune, weirdly enough. He joined the song came out, and for some reason he was not on that, wasn't going to be on that album originally, but he's in the group, and I wonder who recorded that song. You can call us at 407-894-1680 because we want to give you a prize. So I know Chris is hard at work grabbing the phones. He's got like six
get a new caller first. Say we got a new caller. I like to get a new caller.
407-894-1680.
A new caller. 407-894-1680.
Hey,
407-894-1680. What?
We don't have the trivia time song. I wish we could play that just for one last time for old time's sake, you know. But Chris must be wrapped up. That's okay. Yeah.
He's on the phone answering the calls. People are calling in. I hope there's somebody
trivia
new.
Time.
To speak to someone
it's
new.
Trivia time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I'm going to miss it. That's okay, though. Giving away this prize is more important. So somebody did that song, and we want to know who, for goodness sakes. Great googly moogly. Someone must know.
Dave, it's hard to believe all these artists are in their 80s now. It's just crazy.
My wife, Lynn, just said Barbara Streisand just turned 80 years old.
She's 80 now. Oh, my God.
That is unbelievable.
All righty. I got the phone lines lit full.
I knew you would, Mr. Chris.
They're filled to capacity.
Anybody that's new?
Nobody's new. I have our good friend.
You have some old people?
I have John from Clinton, Indiana.
Yeah, I know him.
I have Mike from Aventura, Florida.
I know him.
I have Linda from Bayside, New York.
I know her.
We got New York, we've got Indiana, we've got Florida. Okay, who else?
And then I got Michael from Lakeland, Florida.
Oh,
okay, we've got a couple Floridians, we've got an Indiana, and we got who was first?
Clinton, Indiana.
Mr. Okay, John. Well, he knows it. John from Clinton, Indiana. Okay, John, you're up.
Hey, John.
Yeah, how you doing there, Michael? Lynn?
How you doing?
Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year to all of you down there.
I bet you know who did that song, huh?
Yeah.
Tell us.
It was Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
You are right, mister.
And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Hey, how about that? Been a long time since I won one of them.
There you go.
You can take your best gift card out for lunch.
Back in October was the last time I won one of them $10.
There you go.
Yeah, but you got a nice $50 gift card.
Yeah.
I know we got a nice $50 gift card, and I appreciate that.
There you go.
So how's the weather out there, John? Snow?
It's been cold. It snowed a little bit this morning, just light dusting. We're supposed to get some more snow here about the middle of the week, about 3 inches or so.
Well, you need it. What are you going to make snowballs with if you don't have snow, you know?
Yeah, well, we could ship some of it down there next time it comes up here because I don't care.
To keep it up there.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I don't.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your call.
Well, John, if you do ship it down, I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, okay. So I'll send you my address, John, if you want to send some down.
Chris likes the snow.
You guys have a good day down there.
You too.
You too. Take care.
Thanks for calling in, John.
Anybody else on the line?
People called in?
Yes, sir.
You too, Chris.
All right, John.
Who else?
All right, let's go and talk to Mike from Aventura. Mike, are you there?
How you doing, Michael? Mike from Aventura, Florida. How you doing?
How's it going, my fellow ham radio friend?
Almost said it.
I'm doing fine. I know who that is. That was, of course, he stares Nash.
Yeah, well, somebody got it before you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. John beat you to it, but
Another time.
But I knew you'd know. That's cool.
Appreciate your call, though.
Right.
I wanted to say hello to you. Happy New Year to you.
You too, and I want to tell you a little bit about Jerry Blavitt. Jerry Blavitt used to do a show on a lot of different radio stations, and he was down here on at the time it was WVCT 1080, and he came down to do a show at a place in Miami, and I got to meet him.
No kidding.
Oh, wow.
I mean it.
That's cool.
Yeah. What was his famous line, Michael? Mike? What was his line? His favorite
get a line.
His name. His nickname.
He would say, you only rock once, or something like that.
Now, the main thing he said was the geeter with the heater.
Yeah, the geeter with the heater, the boss with the hot sauce.
Yeah, that's right.
The boss with the hot sauce, yeah. Yep.
I wanted to be like him.
That's cool.
Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate
it. Good to talk to you, Mike.
Okay. We got Linda on New York still on the line?
Yep, she's right there. Linda, how you doing?
Hi, Miss Linda.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Want to wish you a Happy New Year, Linda.
Happy New Year to you and everybody on the show.
How's New York?
How's New York treating you, Linda?
How's what?
How's New York treating you?
Good, good, good. It's great. I don't want to jinx us. It hasn't been a snowy winter, so it's good. Not like your weather, but it's good.
That's okay. You don't need any snow. You got enough to keep you busy up there. So, what part of the Big Apple are you in?
Bayside, which is kind of east of New York City.
Isn't that Queens? Isn't that Queens?
Yes, it's Queens. Exactly.
It's Queens. Bayside. I thought it was Queens. Yes, I've been there. They let me in.
What?
Yeah. I said, they let me in to Bayside.
They let you in? Why not? You're welcome anytime.
No, that's how they
come
all
on
say.
Up.
They don't. No, they let. No, no. They used to. No, not anymore. They don't let me in.
They used to.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Only by appointment.
Come anytime.
Thank you for calling in, Linda. Call
Linda,
in earlier next time, you'll win.
What?
Great to hear from you.
Next time, you'll win. Call in next time.
Yep. Yeah.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. I hope you like the show so far. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. You know, now that we're global and you hear us all over the world, you folks, whoever you are, you can call in too, 407-894-1680. I'd like to hear from someone outside the United States. How about hearing from Canada? It'd be nice to hear from Canada. 407-894-1680. Right now, Lynn, you are up, Lynn.
Hey, it is my pleasure to welcome back Dan Day. And Dan, if you don't know by now, if you haven't heard of him before, Dan is an advocate for finding the cure for retinitis pigmentosa. And he has more than 25 years involvement in blindness research and finding the cure. Welcome back, Dan Day.
Welcome back, Dan.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Good evening out
good
there.
Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to all evening. The listeners out there. Great to be back with you again.
Yeah.
Good
so,
hear
Dan,
you,
before we talk about the foundation fighting blindness, why don't you give people a little bit of background information about you and your family with RP?
Sure. Yeah. So my family is privileged, with air quotes around it, to have lots of RP in it. The first person we know about it or that know in the family had it comes from my mother's mother, so my maternal grandmother. She's the first person, and we couldn't find anyone else further back in the ancestry that had it, but she had it first, and so it came down through the chain to me from my mom and my siblings, which I had a sister, and I have two brothers, and they have it, and my sister's brother, which would be my uncle, of course, he had it, and Now I have nieces and great nieces and great nephews that have it. So altogether, you know, more than a dozen people. So,
wow.
So
you don't hear that too often, but you do run into families once in a while where there's a lot of it in the family. And so,
but Dan, how did you find out about Foundation Fighting Blindness though, many years ago?
Well, yes. So for me, the sort of the journey with vision loss, if you want to call it that, began when I was very young, even though my eyesight didn't begin to diminish until I was in my late 20s. But as a small child, of course, I grew up with it all around me in the family. And I remember as a small child, even watching my grandmother, who seemingly, you know, went through the house cooking, cleaning, vacuuming with no vision. I never remember a time when she had any vision. She did all those things seemingly like it was just a matter of fact thing, you know, and she even, you know, I'm from Northern Maine originally, and she knitted us woolen mittens and socks for the winters up there, and they fit really, really well.
Wow, that's really cool.
I was, like I said, even as a small child, I was kind of fascinated that she could do it, but she had a tape measure that my grandfather put staples, like every inch, put a staple in it, and she would use that, and she would say, when we'd visit, hold out your hand, she'd measure from the heel of my palm to the end of my finger, and measure that same thing from my heel to my toe and my foot, and then she'd knit these really good fitting mittens and socks.
What a great story.
So the sighted people can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know how to knit.
Yeah, exactly. So I grew up with it all around me. Well, I didn't start seeing my vision diminish until I was probably 28 or 29 years old. But a couple of years before that, I was diagnosed by the first Foundation Fighting Blindness sponsored laboratory, which is up in Boston, what they call the Berman Gund Laboratory, that's at Mass Eye and Ear Infirmary. It's part of Mass General Hospital and part of Harvard University, actually. So at that time, I was about 24 years old then, when that first, when the foundation, about the time, a couple of years after the foundation was created, which is back in 1971, we heard about this study they were doing in Boston as part of the foundation's funding and work that was going on. So they did our family, as it were. Well, many members of my family went down to this clinic in Boston. And of course, we knew then that we had a retinal eye problem. But when we went to the clinic, I wasn't sure if I inherited at that time, because my eyesight was good. I was in college. I'd been playing college basketball. I was pretty much unaffected. And I was hoping, well, you know, maybe I'll be one of the lucky ones and it will miss me.
Skip over you.
Yeah, exactly. But the doctor, Dr. Burston at the time, came back and said, well, the tests are showing that you have the mutation. You're doing very well, given that you're 24 years old without any symptoms, but the odds are pretty good you'll be affected someday. So, you know, that was the first time kind of hearing about the foundation, but at that time I was just, as I said, still in college. And so when I graduated, I took my first job coincidentally in Boston, working for one of the phone companies, the New England Telephone. And then when AT&T split up, I came down here to Orlando. We're getting up into the early 80s. And as we get toward the late 80s, I decided, well, it's time for me to get involved in actually do something. And so I made a call to the foundation's toll-free number, and they told me about the chapter that was here locally. And I went to my first chapter meeting probably around 1990, give or take a year. And as they say, the rest is history. I got involved back then and became president. And I've been like chapter president probably for 25 years or more of this chapter.
Unbelievable. Dan, before we go forward, I know you had mentioned that John might call in, and he did. So I can just let you two talk. Or you can talk, and then John can talk, whatever you two decide. But he is on the phone at the radio set at the studio.
Okay, perfect. So if John, are you there, John?
I think
Chris
so.
Can patch you.
Hear me?
You can introduce him.
Yep, we can hear you, John.
Can you hear me?
There you are.
We got you, John.
Okay,
John,
good.
There.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Welcome
How
back.
You doing?
Welcome back.
This is doing John well. From the Villages in Florida.
Yes, John. Well, this is John Cornille. I know we've had him on the show before.
Yes.
He's talked about legacy. And John, this is your first full winter living in Florida, right?
It is. As of August, I am a permanent Florida resident here at the Villages, and I am loving every minute of it.
Welcome back.
Good for you.
Love it.
Good to have you.
You're a neighbor. You're our neighbor. You're not that far away.
And before we forget to mention it, John, I think we have an event coming up there in the Villages, don't we, pretty soon here?
We do. In February, and hopefully we'll get a chance to promote this again. But out here at the Villages, they've been doing this event for over 20 years straight, the Vision Awareness Day Expo. It's happening on Saturday, February 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's free of charge. You don't even have to RSVP or register. You can just show up. It's open to the general public, so not just people that live in the Villages. And importantly, it's really going to be a win-win opportunity for those of us with blindness or low vision. I have RP as well, by the way. And so we'll have over 25 vendors, exhibitors of low vision aids and services for people to peruse and lay their hands on things and ask questions. And our own Ben Shaverman from the Foundation Fighting Blindness, who is our Director of Science Communication and Outreach, he will be the keynote speaker starting at 10 o'clock. And he'll update the attendees on the latest clinical trials and research that's going on, not just for RP, because even though the foundation, what Dan was talking about, the great history, we started off known as the National RP Foundation. But in 1992, we evolved into the Foundation Fighting Blindness. So, you know, we're the undisputed global leader of funding research to find treatments and cures for all forms of inherited retinal disease. And we have a huge, strong portfolio for macular degeneration. And that impacts so many people all over the country. So, again, February 25th, I can give you Donna Evans. She gave permission. She's the president of the Visually Impaired Person Support Group out here at the Villages. She's the coordinator of this event. Her email address is, if I remember correctly, Evans, E-V-A-N-S, her last name, and D for Donna, J for, I don't know what it's for, really, what her middle name is, but evansdj10@gmail.com. to get more answers to any questions about the event. But again, hopefully we'll be able to promote that.
Quick correction there, John. I think, unless I wrote it down wrong, it's Evans DJ01. Do you think it's, I did have a copy and paste. Oh, so
I wrote down 10. So there you go. User error from the friends in RP community. So it's one of those two. And Dan, I don't want to hog all your time, but I know you're going to promote the walk as well. And even though this is a national show, it's a global show, Michael, you said. We're an international organization because we fund research all over the world. But even though the walk event that Dan's going to talk about takes place in Orlando, for those of you all over the country, we have about 35 of these walks. So most likely in your community or nearby there is a Vision Walk event, so you can be part of the solution, like Dan's been doing so wonderfully for the last couple of decades, helping us find research. That's the only way that we're going to get cures for these things is through medical research. So I appreciate the opportunity. I'm going to keep listening.
Well, thanks for calling in, John. Good
thank you, John, for calling in.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call.
And I'll mention, too, just for the listeners out there, the address of the place in the Villages is called the Eisenhower Recreation Center. I'm sure if you live up in the Villages, you probably know right where it is, but it's at 3650 Buena Vista Boulevard in the Villages. And you can call you can email Donna Evans at, again, I have it as evansdj01@gmail.com. But if that comes back, you could try evansdj10 to get there. So if you're in that area, I hope you can join that, because that sounds like it's really, well, I attended it a couple years ago and it really is a good event. It's co-sponsored by the VIP group up there in the Villages, but also by the Northern Florida and Southern Georgia Veterans Administration. So there's a lot of focus on veterans up there too. And so if it's okay, Lynn, I'll go ahead and mention a local event. Well, somewhat local here, more local maybe.
Sure.
An event that's coming up over in Tampa on Saturday, February the 4th, called the Tampa Vision Seminar. And that's going to be on Saturday the 4th, so it's right around the corner. It will be, it'll be from 8 a.m. to noon. 8 to 9 is registration and breakfast, so you do get breakfast. And that is a free half-day seminar as well, so no cost to attend that. It's at a place in Tampa, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right. It sounds like Tuppen's Hospitality Center. And I say I'm not sure of the pronunciation because I'll spell it. This hospitality center is spelled capital T, capital P, E-P-I-N apostrophe S. So I'm pronouncing it Tuppen's, but I'm not sure if that's right or not. But if you live in the Tampa area, you may know right where it is. And it's at 4121 North 50th Street in Tampa. And so they're going, this particular seminar here, this half-day seminar, is going to focus on macular degeneration, and they will have local retina specialists there speaking along with the foundation's chief scientific officer, Claire Gelfman. So even though they'll be focusing on macular degeneration, if you go there, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions about other retinal diseases if you wish to there. So if you want to, this one you should register for. And if you want to, just go to give.fightingblindness.org/Tampa Vision Seminar. I apologize, this is a little bit long, but Tampa Vision Seminar, that's no spaces in that. So again, it's give.fightingblindness.org/Tampa Vision Seminar. And again, this is free, totally free to attend. So if you're in the Tampa area, hope you can join the foundation for that event.
Okay. So you've got events all over the place.
We do. The thing of it is, and we put on these events like these vision seminars. This is the one in Tampa, and there happens to be one. I'm not going to get into all of them because there's so many of them, but there's one in Houston in February, and there's one in Arizona too, I think, in February. So we're really trying to promote what the foundation is doing with all of these, with the latest research, especially now that it's going into so many clinical trials. You know, we're funding more than 40, and they just announced two more, so it's probably closer to 45 now. They announced two more in the 1st of December clinical trials that will be starting up. And so that, you
know,
kind
Dan,
of...
Dan, you know what? We didn't mention the My Retina Tracker for those who might be interested.
Perfect. That was exactly what I was going to say. That highlights the importance now of My Retina Tracker and genetic testing. So I know we've talked about it on the show before, but the foundation sponsors free genetic testing now if you don't know the mutation behind your inherited retinal disease. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why you might want to think about doing it now if you've not gotten tested before. First of all, with over 40 clinical trials in progress now and growing every, you know, it seems like every other month now, I hear about some new ones that are springing up. It's kind of important to know your gene mutation to know which clinical trials might be out there that are the best fit for you. Also, it happens very frequently that a person gets misdiagnosed with their specific retinal condition. And that's quite understandable because a diseased retina can look similar even to a trained professional. Many diseases that fall in the category of these inherited retinal diseases, they can look similar. And you really need the confirmation of a genetic test that says it's this specific mutation. So I've heard a lot of stories of people say, well, the first time I got diagnosed, they said it was RP. And then later they told me it was Stargardt. And finally, I got a mutation identified. Now I know what it is. And so, of course, it's good for you to know what specifically you have. And again, with these clinical trials, there's so many of them, it's hard to navigate around and know which one of them might be applicable to you. But if you join My Retina Tracker, which is optional, you don't have to join this My Retina Tracker registry if you don't want to. You can still get the free genetic testing. But if you put your information in there, then those who are conducting clinical trials can look at the medical profiles in there. They cannot see your personal information. So they don't know that it's you. They don't have your phone number, your name, or anything. But if they see a profile that matches, they can contact the foundation. The foundation will contact you and say, we've got somebody who's asked about your particular medical profile and thinks you might be an ideal candidate for their trial. Would you like to talk to them? And if you say no, that's the end of it. They just go back and tell them that the person declined to be contacted. And if you say yes, they give you the contact information. So really, with the science advancing the way it is, it's really advantageous for the people doing the trials to find you rather than you trying to navigate all the websites that describe what the trials are, which is, you know, a lot of times it's in a lot of scientific lingo that's hard to understand anyway. So anyway, right. To find out more about My Retina Tracker and how to get free genetic testing, you probably the quickest way would be just to send an email to info@fightingblindness.org and say, I'd like to know more about free genetic testing. you can always contact me and I'll be happy to get you connected. So my email is easy enough. It's danday115@gmail.com. So you'd be more than welcome to contact me at any time and I'll be sure you get connected with the right person.
That's great, Dan. And also, if I remember correctly, it's a non-invasive, it's just a swab, right?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that
too. So people don't get scared. It's nothing. It's just
exactly. No, I'm real glad you brought that up, Lynn, because yes, in the old days, not which weren't so long ago, they did a blood test, but now it's a saliva test. So they do this cheek swab and then they send it in. And the other good part of it is that when they send that in, they do it, send it into a company called Blueprint Genetics. They do the testing, but they notify Informed DNA, which is a genetic counseling organization, which is really, really good. They have specialized people who are specialized in retinal disease. They interpret the results. So you get contacted by Informed DNA after they receive the test results, and they explain to you what they mean. And they'll explain it to you in language that you can understand, so it won't be something that will be way beyond you in science. They'll answer questions and they'll make sure you understand what's going on, and they can let you know about clinical trials that may be going on. So that's an important key, not just the testing, but the free genetic counseling that comes with it too. So really would encourage people, if you've got an inherited retinal disease and you don't know your mutation and want to be tested, check it out and by all means, look into it.
And it's free. There you go.
It's free.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. As always, we enjoy
great to talk to you again, Dan.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dan.
Always so glad to be here. Thanks for your time and good luck to everybody.
Thank you.
Again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. The short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more,
ask your eye care professional, or visit www.eastsideeyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. I'm waiting to hear somebody call in outside of the country. I want to hear somebody from Canada or anywhere. Call. I'd like to hear somebody. Anybody listening? If you're listening, give me a call back. We're not going to bite you. We'd love to talk to you. 407-894-1680. If you have a phone number, call us.
David, while we're waiting for this caller from around the world, why don't you tell everybody about your gig Friday night?
Maybe. Well, you know, I was thinking about that.
Yes, thank you. How about some of the local yokels might want to go?
Exactly. Someone that's in here in Central Florida, or if you're out of the country and you want to come in and come to the U.S. and give a listen to me play. I will be playing this Friday night at in Lake Mary, Florida, at Jack's Fifth Avenue. Jack's Fifth Avenue is a cool restaurant bar type place. Lake Mary, Florida. It's on Greenwood Boulevard, actually 951 Greenwood Boulevard, and I'll be playing from 7 to 11 p.m.
In my. And by the way, they have some great wings.
Yeah,
and they have great hamburgers. The hamburgers, you feel like they've been made on a charcoal.
And what's your new name for your group? Your duo.
Oh yes, our duo is called Blind Luck. Blind Luck. So, myself and a buddy of mine, Jeff Cockcroft, who plays guitar, harmonica, and flute, and we're actually working on putting together a full band for certain venues. So. Stay tuned for that too. We'll have Blind Luck the duo.
Blind Luck. That's band. A good name. Like it. Blind Luck.
Yeah, man. So that's happening this Friday for all you listeners that are in the area. Or if you're not in the area, come on in. We'll welcome you. We'd love to see you no matter what.
Yeah, Jack's has good food. Yep. I can attest to that. Yep.
And now they got good music too.
Yeah, now they got good music. Good music and good food. What else can you want?
Exactly. Yeah, and if you're calling in from out of the country, don't forget you got to put in, I think it's 01, the country code for the United States.
Oh, is that where the United States is, 01? I didn't know
that. I believe so. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
You mean tell me we're one, huh? 01.
Yeah, we're number one. Okay. Yeah.
Jax is easy to get to, right off of I-4, Lake Mary, Boulevard, and you go make a right on Lake Emma Road, and then the left end was the Greenwood, and then you're there.
Greenwood, yeah. You're right, and you can see it right there from my I-4 area. So, the folks are very friendly, and I will mention too, if you're blind, there's certainly plenty of blind folks that have been up there before, so they're very accommodating, and if they're not, whap them with your cane, you know. You can. Knock them into.
We don't promote violence, David.
We don't promote violence. Yes,
that's right. But if something happens by accident, you know, that could always that might get their attention. No, they're nice folks up there. So, you can go up there and get yourself on Friday night after a hard day at work, go up and get yourself a nice cool beverage, listen to some live music, and have some good food.
They have 60, I understand, more than 60 draft beers.
Yeah, 60.
Yeah, 60, more than 60 draft beers, yep.
And that's we've been there a few times. A lot of different ones. And some good, just Florida IPAs and all kinds of stuff. And my favorite, Guinness Stout. That's the meal in a glass there.
Yes.
It's got a lot of iron in it.
So, folks, listen to this carefully. I want to know something. It's a very easy question, and it's not trivia, but it's a trivia question, but there's no prize go along with it. So if somebody wants to call in and answer me this question, I'd like to see if anybody knows it. Can you answer? His first name was Perry, big lawyer on television for years and years and years. The first name is Perry. What's his last name?
I was just watching.
You have to, only the people who are older would know the name, the whole name.
That's not true. That's not
true. Years and years. He must be on television for 50.
That's not true. What?
That's right. They replay it now.
I know that. I know that name.
On MeTV. I was just watching it last night.
And I was watching it before MeTV even came out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
He's been around for like probably 40, 50 years.
I like him. Oh, I think it came out in the late 50s.
It was like 57, 58 when it came out, somewhere right around
50s, early 60s.
Because it was still in black and white. Maybe a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah, they joke about him and Paul Drake having the fancy 50s well-dressed suits, you know. But I bet you they know who that lawyer is, Perry.
So anybody call in? 407-894-1680.
While we're waiting to see if anybody calls
like
in.
Like Steve Anime Canada.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, wow, whew, busy show next week. Join us next week with guest co-host Nigel Ricards, who will be Zooming in from Boca Raton, Florida.
Nigel.
And Jerry Gross from Gross Financial in Philadelphia. He will be Zooming in to provide you with some clarity about your financial situation so you can make informed decisions. Peter Cucciavi, Accessibility Manager at Spectrum Communications, will be calling in. And Matthew Paquette, who is the Product Manager at Humanware. Wow.
So we got a lot of things going on.
A lot going on next week.
Financial people, money people.
Assistive technology people.
Assistive technology
people. Cable people.
Cable people.
Yeah. Very busy.
I'm going to be tuned in.
All right.
We get
I got somebody from Winter Garden on the phone line.
Winter
Garden on the phone line. Leroy, he said he think
Leroy.
Yep, Leroy, how you doing?
Leroy.
Hey, Leroy.
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
And glad you got your card, Leroy.
Yeah, glad you got your card.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You doing okay?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good. So do you know who that attorney was?
You want to talk about Mr. Perry Mason?
What did you say? Yeah. I couldn't hear you. Oh, Perry Mason. You're right. Perry Mason.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You done
I don't have any prizes for this one.
Okay.
There was no prize. I said before I began, it wasn't the prizes. But thank you for calling in. It was nice to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you for the gift card.
You're welcome.
Leroy, always good to have you.
And thank you for all listening to the show. We appreciate it so much.
Yes, sir.
You're Mr. Winter Garden.
Mr. Winter Garden. Yeah.
I love your name, Leroy.
You should be the mayor. We'll call you the mayor of Winter Garden, the unofficial mayor.
You know, you don't hear your name too much anymore, Leroy.
I know.
It used to be very popular.
Leroy Brown.
Now,
yeah.
I love the name.
I listen to you guys every Sunday night, man. You know, I like to listen to you guys.
Well, yeah. you know, Leroy was the last dragon.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you, Leroy.
We're happy to have you call anytime, Leroy. Thanks, man.
Yeah, okay, sir. Thank you. Nice.
You're one of the family.
All right. And then I got our good friend from Clinton, Indiana calling back because he said he wanted to get that one in, too. He knew that. You want to say hi real quick?
Oh, sure.
John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
John, you were so close, man.
Yeah, it was Perry Mason, and his secretary was Della Street, played by Barbara Hale.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. He knows everything. John, you know everything.
In real life was Bill Williams.
Hey, John, I got a question for you. How long you been listening to this radio show?
Pardon?
How long you been listening to this Blind and Beyond radio show?
How long have I been listening?
Yeah.
Probably About 3 years or so.
About 3 years, okay.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I know it, but that's all right.
Well, hope you like the show all the time. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. Sometimes I'm nice. Sometimes I'm not so nice. Sometimes I get hit by my wife when she when I say something, I screw it up.
But sometimes it's really interesting. And like you said, you got interesting guests, and I like listening to them.
There you go.
Music to our ears.
Music to our ears. Tonight was about music.
And I like beating you guys on trivia.
There you go. That's funny. Hey, John.
Well, thanks for calling in, John.
Wife, Linda.
Yeah, listen to this. Even though his wife's Linda.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in, John. Appreciate it.
You too. Take care,
guys. Bye, John.
Have a good week.
You too.
Bye.
Sometimes Lynn doesn't hit Michael hard enough, though.
No. You know what? Well, we have time, David. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you so much, David.
I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd stop
you
in.
Were. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And lots of cool guests. Always enjoyed talking to Patrick and, of course, Dan. So it was
well, you know,
fun for me.
The title of the show tonight was Braille. You know, music and more.
Well,
so it was.
I'll tell you
right?
this, but you don't know, David. You know, I forgot to mention it. You know Dan Day's mother's name?
Yeah, that was a good trivia.
What?
Doris Day.
That's right. Correct.
That's really?
That's her real name, Doris Day. Name is Day. Last name is Day. It's a real name. And her name
know,
is Doris. Doris Day.
Chance.
It's a real Doris Day. Yep.
Oh, and we can't forget to mention Terry Willard. If you get a chance, go to his website because he played some cool live music, and he's always interesting.
Yeah,
I like talking
Terry.
To Terry.
Yeah, it was fun. Terry from Connecticut.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And a fine supporter of the show, too. He not only is a fine musician and it comes on the show, but he even listens. So how about that?
Yep.
Crazy guy. No, he's a good fellow. So, and we appreciate all of our listeners. You know, it's a brand new year. We got lots of cool stuff coming up. Some stuff we can't even talk about yet. It's so top secret.
Top secret.
Yeah, but it's happening. So be ready.
You're busy. You're lined
busy
up.
2020.
Right now, the show is sold up in the next few months. Anyway.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Hey, anytime. Chris, thank you.
You're awesome, dude, as always.
And folks, remember one thing, go Eagles. Remember that? Remember that, people?
Yeah.
Go Eagles.
Well, they did have a commanding win this last week.
Yes.
That was very impressive. Congratulations to you on that.
Don't you say thank you?
Thank you so much.
Hey, and the Jaguars actually tried too. They hung in there. They gave a good representation of themselves.
You know, the head coach of the Jaguars used to be from the Eagles.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's the one that took it to the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Yep. So they're looking good though. They're turning things around. I think.
Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning us in tonight. Hope you liked it. Hope you'll listen next week.
Oh, you need to listen next week.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, if you listen this week, you certainly got to listen next week, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, nice to all listening to you. We appreciate your calls. And for those people who won some prizes, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Maybe next week we have some new calls. I'd like to hear some new calls. Especially, I want to hear somebody from outside the country call in. You know, people listening in Canada, sometimes they call in, but I would like to hear from more.
And we hope you have a great week coming up, guys.
You too.
Today, give our love to Brenda.
I certainly will.
Okay, that's it. That's wrap it up. Love you all. Take care. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Take care. Good night.